So, John, tell us about your life. You can start with that anywhere you want.
Well, the best part of my life would have to be my family, my wife, and my two kids.
You did it just right.
Yeah. And then the rest of it's obviously consumed with farming, and I get a little hunting in where I can.
So tell us about your farm.
Obviously just pretty much grain right now. I'd like to diversify into some produce in the future and have grown produce in the past. But I think to really be efficient, you got to kind of focus on getting things right first before you get into a whole lot of other stuff.
And how big is your spread?
It's somewhere around, I guess, I've got about 1,200 acres of wheat planted. I'm going to have about 250 acres of corn, and then where my wheat is, all be double crop soybeans or double crop sorghum.
And tell us how you got there.
Well, pretty much it's fairly unique in the sense that my dad had a small tobacco operation, and we really didn't have much of a farming operation, and I kind of decided that's what I wanted to do and just kind of made it happen.
How'd you make it happen?
A lot of hard work. I had a job at an ag retailer during the day and then farmed at night. And my wife was kind enough to live in some rough conditions while I reinvested all the money I made back into the farm. And we just kept growing and tried to do a good job. And any piece of land, I picked up land that maybe other farmers weren't that interested in because it had been really severely degraded by tobacco production, which is really, really creates a lot of erosion.
So you bought your land incrementally?
Well, I pretty much rented most of my land. I only own 56 acres.
Okay.
And really, land prices around home, you can't really pay for it farming. But I was able to develop a good reputation and a good rapport with landowners and word spread and picked up some land that really wasn't being taken care of, you know, very well.
Do you want to buy more land? Do you want to continue?
I mean,
writing?
I'd love
your business model for this? Thinking about that previous conversation we had, what's your five-year business model?
My business model is to make sure that I grow. I think if you're not growing, you're kind of getting smaller nowadays. But I want to grow it all at a pace that I'm not sacrificing quality on any one acre and make sure that I keep the quality of what my production high. And one of the challenges for me and the thing that I think has helped me be successful is I'll call the landowners up and say, hey, how's it going? You know, this looks good or that looks good. And I stay in touch with them, and I think they really appreciate that.
So in your five-year business plan, what do you 5 years from now, do you want to be renting more, owning more, growing different?
Obviously, the economics of grain prices and everything else. 5 years from now, I'd like to be growing from 30 to 50 acres of watermelons. I've had some success with that in the past. I really enjoy eating them. So if I grow them and my kids, everybody like it. But I'd like to grow
50 acres of watermelons, a lot of watermelons. Yeah. You'll be eating a lot of watermelon.
That's right. Well, hopefully I don't have to eat all of it.
I hope you sell them for a great profit. Yeah.
And I've been kind of talking to some folks at Farm Bureau about getting a vegetable co-op. When I looked into it, trying to deal with Food Lion and Walmart and stuff, I mean, I had to register with the Barcoding Association of America and take all this liability insurance. It was so many hoops to jump through. I mean, everybody says they want local produce, and that's great. But to really have local produce, most people are going to get it from the supermarket. So we need to have an avenue for people to be able to get their produce into the supermarket and not have to be some mega huge producer to be able to afford to jump through all the hoops you've got to get through.
So let me ask you the same question I asked Didi a moment ago. As you think about the innovations that you're incorporating into your operation, you're a young guy. You're a digital native, presumably. You're not farming entirely yet from your iPhone, I should assume. But what do you see as the innovations you're adopting? What are the ones you're looking forward to?
Well, I think most of the innovations that I've adopted is not so much as far as the technology goes, but it's taking care of the soil. And I think when you talk about sustainability, you can communicate it to you can teach people that aren't familiar with agriculture about it. You can do a lot of different things about sustainability, but if the resource that's actually growing the food, the soil, and the land is degraded, then the rest of it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're not sustainable from the standpoint of keeping the land in good shape, and my goal is to get it in better shape for future generations, then the rest of it, if you can't produce anything, the rest of it doesn't make much difference. So I've been trying to sow aerial cover crops while I'll actually plant cover crops and crops that are already standing. So I'll fly rye on and soybeans that are standing, so there's already a cover crop growing when I cut the beans or vetch that'll fix nitrogen for the corn. And kind of I write nutrient management plans. I'm certified to write nutrient management plans and write them on the land I'm farming and that type of thing.